Greg Mahochko with you, WJBD, a Friday afternoon. Hoping that yours is doing well. Enjoying the sunshine. And joined on the phone by Brian Hillier of Twilight Comics over at Greenmount Crossing in Shiloh, Illinois. It's where I go for my comics. It's where you should go for your comics. And the big comic that's coming out, it's called Action Comics number 900. Brian, we're talking about Superman here, and he is announcing his plans to renounce, give up his U.S. citizenship. Tell me a little bit about how the story unfolds.
Well, he's called in to meet with a government official, and the government official basically wants to know what he was doing in a enemy country, because he's the symbol of America. So what was he doing there unofficially? And he said, I went to check stuff out because bad stuff was going on. He's like, you know, and you have to see the things with the big picture. So the government official's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I see things like electromagnetic spectrum and that kind of stuff. I don't see on the just everyday level. He actually even says truth, justice, and the American way just doesn't cover it anymore.
Now, Brian, it's funny that you bring that up, because in the movie Superman Returns a couple of years ago, comic book fans have seen it. Most people dismissed it not up to par with, you know, the Richard Donner film starring Christopher Reeve. But we get this line from Perry White in that movie after Superman Returns, kind of summing up what you say, the big picture.
Does he still stand for truth, justice, all that stuff?
Was that sort of a precursor to you to this more globalization, maybe in DC's eyes, or saying that, hey, Superman, he's been the American icon for so long, but he has to kind of broaden his horizons now?
I think so. In Action Comics 900, he says, I look like you guys, and I was raised as a human, but I'm an alien. I'm not really an American. I'm here to look after everybody in the world. So that's why the American way just doesn't fit anymore, is almost what they say. I mean, he doesn't blatantly just say that, but it certainly seems to be a more politically correct way of dealing with things.
And with things being the way they are, we had the release of President Obama's birth certificate this week, and illegal immigration is always a hot topic issue. So it seems, I mean, and I know that comic books have always sort of centered around current events, but is that sort of what we're seeing here with Action Comics number 900?
It's funny, because the big deal story is really only like a six-page story in a book that's, I think, 64 pages. It's kind of toward the back. They're kind of just sticking it in there, but not really trying to make a big deal out of it, which is odd, because obviously that's something that people are going to feel strongly about one way or the other.
Talking with Brian Hillier from Twilight Comics, Greenmount Crossing over in Shiloh, Illinois, Action Comics number 900, and Superman renouncing his U.S. citizenship. And as we were talking a little bit before we actually started the interview, seeming like he's almost doing it under duress when he's meeting with President's security advisors.
Yeah, when he gets there, he's looking around quickly with his supervision, and he says, I see you've got snipers out there, and in their rifles I see they have kryptonite bullets. What's that all about? And the government official's like, well, just in case you try to pull something, you know, because Superman's ever been known to pull something.
Yeah, he's never been one of those shady characters you have to worry about.
Yeah, it's not like he's Batman.
No, yeah, that's true. And that's a complete discussion for a different time, but Brian, definitely wanted to thank you for your time and encourage everybody to get out to Twilight Comics and look for Action Comics number 900. You can talk to Brian, Drew, Alyssa, anyone else there at Twilight Comics. Brian, thanks so much, and I'll be seeing you next Saturday for Free Comic Book Day.
Great.
And Free Comic Book Day is an excellent way to get back into comics if you've been away for a while. You can check out, do we know what the free comic book is this year?
Well, it's a whole bunch of them. If you go to freecomicbookday.com, there's a whole list of everything that's new this year.
That again, Brian Hillier, Twilight Comics, Greenmount Crossing over in Shiloh, Illinois. Check out Action Comics number 900. Check out Free Comic Book Day next Saturday. And Twilight Comics opens up at 10 o'clock for Free Comic Book Day. We have more on WJBD headed your way right after this. We'll be right back.